Hey guys, welcome to Having a Human Experience. My name is Fabian, and I wanted to do a mid-mental health update, a mental health poorly explained episode. I am about a week out of getting my MRI and my EEG test results, so I'll still do an episode on that, but in light of recent events, I wanted to do hit video, procrastinate, clean up my area video, in memoriam to one of the hardest things to do when you have emotional problems or an issue or disorder is to confide in somebody, to open up, to vent, to know who you can and cannot trust with your word. And overall, the hardest thing to overcome is the feeling that you're not burdening them with your problem. You know, it's not that. The biggest one for me, let's not speak for everybody. The biggest one for me has always been finding somebody that I didn't know had already a ton of shit on their plate already. Sorry for the weird cut, I had to sneeze and it just sounds weird. Anyways, that was the hardest, like I said, that was the hardest thing for me, was to kind of find somebody who I, you know, not only trusted, but also felt that I could, you know, lean on a little bit, that could take on the burden, or could, you know, I wasn't giving them more problems just by opening my fucking mouth, you know? And that is probably the most one of the most important and, yeah, one of the hardest things to get for somebody who's going through mental or emotional struggles. Just because, again, you don't want it to, I mean, you just feel so vulnerable and you feel so burdensome and you feel so insignificant. And there are just so many reasons why, you know, first of all, therapy. Perfect Stranger is always great. You know, an etch-a-sketch as soon as you leave. You know, you don't have to worry about any lasting impressions. Or if you want to have the lasting impressions, you know, find a good one. There's always, that's a horrible way to explain it. It's like somebody who cares, but is not, who doesn't have any skin in the game, you know, who doesn't have a dog in the fight, which is so terrible. This is 2021. We need to come up with better expressions than that. They're violent. Anyways, I'm dancing around the subject because I lost mine. He had a heart attack and is gone. My confide buddy was pretty great. He, you know, also had similar things. He went through bipolarism. He knew, you know, what a lot of it was like. But he also just, you know, if he was out in the public, if he was with people, he had nothing but love and care, and he did nothing but help. You know, he ran his body into the ground helping people. I don't think a month went by where, you know, I didn't see some post on Facebook where, you know, he wasn't tagged in doing something for the community, you know? You know, electrician, you know, some heating job here, electrical job here, you know, it's just, they're rare, the confide buddies. You have to have that right balance of just not give up, but, you know, just give enough. You know, it's just that kind of person who knows how to just take it all in stride. Sometimes it could be your very best friend. Sometimes you get that lucky and, you know, you already have that person. You already have that closeness. And sometimes it's, you know, the people that you know. What's weird is, you know, sometimes they just have their own. Sometimes you can't describe the spot that they have until you're forced into a situation where, you get to find out firsthand where that spot was and, find out at the same time that the spot existed. It's great when you find that person that you can confide in. It's great when you can find that person who, you know, when you speak to them, when you lay your problems out, they just know. They just know how to take it. And it really can vary. You know, I dealing with this since I was 15, 16, so whatever, 16 years. I've only known him for a couple of years, to be honest. You know, if you had asked me a couple of weeks ago, I would have told you yes. He's a very close friend. Very close friend of mine. Talk about a lot. But if you'd asked me to rank among, you know, a week ago, there would have definitely been a couple of names ahead of him. Because I didn't realize it, and damn it, I will never, ever let it go unrecognized again. Was that he had a special spot that confide a buddy. You know, the things that we talked about were things that I couldn't talk to anybody else about. I couldn't tell, you know, the closest people to me. I couldn't tell my wife. I couldn't tell the guys I've considered brothers half my life. I couldn't tell past therapists. I couldn't tell current therapists. You know, they're just things about that guy that they made everything, made everything easier to say. And just met with their friends. It's just, and I don't know exactly, you know, probably what I'm trying to say, or I guess what I'm trying to get across is that, you know, these kind of people can be anywhere. These kind of people. You know what? I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. This was supposed to. Okay. So again, it's hard to. I know it's really hard to reach out to these kind of people, or reach out to anybody. Believe me, it took years to just, Halsey just kind of appeared out of nowhere. I don't know how to describe this guy and how he met and blah, 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 blah. But what I can tell you is, again, just This video is meant to highlight the importance and to emphasize the importance of opening your damn mouth and getting over the feeling of burdening somebody or identifying the person around you who may not be who you think they are. You may not see... How do I describe this? You know, that one person who you know you can go to that's just going to shrug off... You know, they're going to be there for your advice. They're going to be there to help you. And then they're just going to move on and, you know, deal with their own crap too. You know, just that internally strong person. May not be... You know, you may not have the longest history with them. You may not have, you know, met their entire families, grown up with them or anything. But, you know, somebody who comes out of nowhere with just that right kind of vibe, that right kind of feeling, you need to latch onto that person. You owe it to yourself to latch onto that person and to make sure that you have at least one person that you can confide in, your confidant buddy. You need to have somebody that is gonna be that little bit of a vent. And I know you hear this all the time, but in my friend's memory, I want to emphasize it, that they are probably the most important aspect of being able to handle the various issues of illness and the various issues of you know, your cycles in and out, you know, your emotions, your mood swings, your manic episodes, your whatnots. Identify that person in your life, latch onto them, hold on tight, make sure now, if you have that person, make sure you tell them, you know, what they do for you specifically. What special thing that they do for you that no one else in the world can do. At this point, I'm just going to end it here. At this point, I'm just going to repeat myself over and over again. But like I said, in a week, I'm going to have the actual results from my EEG and my MRI, and I will go over that and just, you know, the importance of having the information at hand and where to go on from there. Thank you very much. Please check out any of the past podcasts from season one. This is the first official video for season two. I'm going to go ahead and edit this one. I'm going to try to learn how to edit a lot better. Hopefully I will find better equipment to tackle it. A lot of things have been improving. I've updated the channel on that as well. And thank you very much. Y'all take care.